USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Making their final pitches. Both President Trump and former Vice President Biden have spent Monday making their final campaign stops. At a Pittsburgh rally, Biden accused the president of lying about the impact of the COVID pandemic.
Remember what he said to Bob Woodward, the famous journalist? He went on tape and he said to Woodward, he knew in January how dangerous it was and how many people could die. And he said nothing. He didn't say a thing to you, me, or anybody else.
While President Trump focused on Biden's record on jobs at a Scranton event.
Joe Biden is a globalist who spent 47 years outsourcing your jobs, opening your borders, and sacrificing American blood and treasure on ridiculous, endless foreign wars. Most of you have never even heard of some of these countries. He shuttered your steel mills. I got them open.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Fearing election night unrest, Oregon's governor is putting the National Guard on standby. Governor Kate Brown put the Guard on ready for a 48-hour period before and after Election Day, while announcing that a unified command of Portland police, sheriff's deputies, and state troopers will be ready to handle any possible protests. The Guard says they will take up a supporting role. Portland has been the scene of nearly nightly protests for the last 5 months. At least one person is dead and another 15 wounded after a terror attack in Vienna. Authorities say multiple gunmen opened fire with automatic weapons around 8 p.m. local time at 6 locations in the Austrian capital. Police were able to kill one of the gunmen, but are still on the hunt for at least one other suspect. The Austrian army has been called in to guard key points in the city to allow police to focus on their search for the gunmen. Much of the historic center of the city remains sealed off while authorities urge the public to shelter in place. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The damage from Hurricane Zeta could cost billions to repair. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Insurers are bracing for a hit of about $4.3 billion from Hurricane Zeta in the United States. At least 6 people were killed from the storm, and more than 2 million were without power on Thursday after the storm slammed into the Gulf Coast and moved northeast. Over 9 states were hit by the hurricane, with the highest losses in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Georgia. This has been a record year for named storms that made landfall.
The International Space Station has hit a milestone birthday. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
When NASA astronauts and Russian cosmonauts entered the International Space Station for the first time on November 2, 2000, they became the first of many to shack up in the orbiting laboratory 227 miles above Earth. Scientific research and a proving ground for future space exploration for 20 years now. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Norwegian Cruise Line says they won't set sail again in 2020. The Miami-based company announced Monday that it's canceling the rest of its scheduled cruises through December 31st. The announcement comes after the CDC put out a new set of COVID safety guidelines for cruise lines to follow in order to have passengers return to their ships. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.